with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Kamala Harris will not run for governor in California.
In a statement, Harris says she spent time reflecting on this moment in the nation's history and decided not to get into the governor's race to replace Gavin Newsom. The decision extends a guessing game about her political future that started after losing last year's presidential election to Donald Trump and leaves open the possibility of running for the White House again. Gavin Newsom can't run again for California governor because of term limits. He could possibly enter the 2028 presidential race. I'm Ed Donahue.
A councilman in Danville, Virginia, was attacked and set on fire on Wednesday over what police are describing as a personal matter not related to his position or politics.
38-year-old Lee Vogler is an elected official in Danville, Virginia. Police say the suspect entered Vogler's office, where he works at a local magazine, confronted him, and doused him in flammable liquid. Both men then left the building, and the suspect set Vogler on fire. His condition isn't immediately known. The suspect, 29-year-old Shotzi Michael Buck Hayes of Danville, is in police custody. Vogler has served on the Danville City Council for more than 12 years and is currently serving his fourth term. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Investigators have found that a helicopter involved in a deadly crash with a passenger plane over Washington was flying above its height limit. The helicopter's altitude measuring instrument was also inaccurate. These findings were revealed during the first day of National Transportation Safety Board hearings. The crash, which occurred in January, killed 67 people. The board is examining how the Federal Aviation Administration and the Army may have contributed to the incident. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 171 points. This is SRN News. Americans talk about trust, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new Gallup poll finds that the institutions people have the most faith in are small business and the military. But trust in churches and religious institutions is rising a bit. The Gallup survey reports that more than two-thirds of the general public believes that organized religion is a trustworthy institution. Republicans are a lot more likely to trust the church, 64% versus 21% for Democrats. Independent voters stand at 30%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fight to defund Planned Parenthood may eventually wind up before the Supreme Court. A federal judge has ruled that Medicaid funding cannot be withdrawn from the nation's largest abortion business as mandated in President Trump's new budget bill. This latest order replaces another judge's decision that initially granted a preliminary injunction. This is SRN News. The Federal Reserve's decision to keep short-term interest rates where they are sends stocks lower today. Correspondent Seth Sutel reports.
Stocks mostly fell on Wall Street as doubts rose about whether the Federal Reserve will deliver an interest rate cut in September. The S&P 500 fell 0.1% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 171 points. It's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. That came after the Federal Reserve held its main interest rate steady. Fed Chair Jerome Powell pushed back on expectations for a rate cut at the Fed's next meeting in September. Seth Sutel, New York.
Businesses across the U.S. are reevaluating security after a shooting in a New York City office building raised concern about workplace safety. The attack on a seemingly secure tower left four people dead and has companies desperate to prevent similar incidents. More details at SRNNews.com.